News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Well, as you'll probably know, there was a big meeting in Brussels between EU leaders to decide what, if anything, the bloc would do in supporting the opening of the Strait of Hormuz and also to look at the delivery of a significant loan to Ukraine. Our reporter, Eamon Torsney, is there. Eamon, let's start with the support for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Was anything agreed?
Well, I tell you, it was a day-long meeting of EU leaders yesterday. All that emerged in terms of the Middle East was a statement which called for de-escalation and, if you like, indicated a reluctance to get dragged in to the actual situation there, in particular the Strait of Hormuz. There is an EU system, for example, in the Red Sea that it was thought that maybe that could be copied, and that's just not on the table at the moment at all. And all we see really are statements that calling for de-escalation, a call for all sides to abide by international law and in terms of the conflicts. And it just gives the impression, really, that the EU is a bit of a bystander in the conflict. It may have to pay a price for the conflict, and I think we're all paying a price in certain ways with our bills, etc. However, it can't really influence or get directly involved in the conflict and bring it to an end. In fact, at one point yesterday, you know, the French president called for a ceasefire to facilitate negotiations. It just seems like such so divorced from reality, given that the power really lies with America and Israel, really, and Iran as well. So in terms of the Strait of Hormuz, no concrete proposals. And indeed, there was a statement by a number of EU countries, along with Britain and Canada, pledging, if you like, support in the future for safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. But it was so vague, it didn't really actually give a concrete proposal. So I think we're kind of really stuck where we were before the actual summit started.
Difficult position, I assume, for EU member states, though, because on the one hand, they are very much economically incentivized to do anything they can to help shipping get through and out of the Persian Gulf. On the other hand, this is very much a war that they didn't support, didn't start, and don't want to be in.
Well, that's it. You know, and we're talking about, you know, 27 countries with different priorities as well. So you have to get everybody singing from the one hymn sheet. And as I said already, that the, you know, we didn't get involved, that Europe didn't get involved in the war, but will pay a price. And for example, they're even talking about being prepared for possible, you know, migration issues as a result of the conflict, and, you know, being prepared that, you know, there wouldn't be a similar situation to 2015 when, you know, we had large numbers of people moving to Europe from the Middle East, etc. Well, and basically saying the borders are closed.
Sorry to cut across, Eamon. Just to say, later on in the programme, we're going to be hearing from David McWilliams on what the economic consequences are likely to be, both short and medium term. Just before you go, Eamon, the other thing that was discussed was trying to convince the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban to lift his veto on the 90 billion euro that in the Ukraine, or that Ukraine say they so desperately need. Was there much in the way of progress on that?
Absolutely none. Viktor Orban stood his ground at the meeting. There were sharp exchanges, and indeed at the press conference late last night, the president of the European Council, you know, he used the phrase that no one would blackmail the EU and our EU institutions. And Ursula von der Leyen and Antonio Costa insist that this loan will be paid one way or the other. However, they admit it's blocked right now, and really, I think everyone's just waiting for these elections in April to be held in Hungary to see if that'll change the situation on the ground. And Hungary digging in, not agreeing to loan, and time is of the essence really for Ukraine in terms of having funds to you know, fight back against Russia and run the country as well. And we know, and we know that Russia is getting a lot more money now because of the increase in the price of oil at the moment as well. So they're getting the funds.
Thanks very much, Eamon. That's Eamon Torsney there in Brussels. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.